The trophy buck, who used to frequent the grounds of Camp Williams, turned up dead and headless in 2011, and now a jury has convicted the man charged with killing him. The mule deer had the nickname the Rabbi because of his unique antlers, which resembled the curls worn by some Orthodox Jews.
And it was an anonymous tip that led investigators from the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources to a taxidermist who mounted the Rabbi for an Altamont man. DWR Captain Mitch Lane says those kinds of tips are invaluable for wildlife officers who often cover vast territories. He says, if you see something suspicious while out in Utah's backcountry, there are certain kinds of information they need.
Places, times, dates, what it is they're reporting, and then descriptions of maybe the person or people involved, numbers of people, any vehicle descriptions that they might be able to get, direction of travel. Obviously, a license plate number from a vehicle would be great if they could safely get that, but we just ask them to get as much information as they can, as safely as they can, and then get that information to us as quickly as they can.
In the case of the Rabbi, the buck's carcass was left to rot. Lane says hunters have a responsibility to make sure animal remains are tended to, and they need to know the rules.
All of our regulations can be found on our website at wildlife.utah.gov. All of the guidebooks for each of the different species are available there. And if anybody ever has a question about a regulation or needs clarification or some more explanation, one of our 5 regional offices would be a good place to contact any of our officers in the field. Our officers are out there to help and assist the citizens and the hunters and anglers and outdoors people in the state, and they enjoy doing that. And so I would encourage anybody, if they ever have a question or a comment or anything like that, don't be afraid to flag down or wave over one of our officers for some information.
The criminal charges filed against Stephen Ruckert say he admitted to killing the Rabbi. He'll be sentenced in November.